This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. My name is Ali Mokaneno Gakweli, and I'll be your host for the day. So with me, I have Emily Kinduthia, who is a marketing and communications guru with well over 14 years experience in marketing and communication. Emily is the founder of HairExpo, and she's currently pursuing a Master's of Business Administration at the Africa Leadership University. Emily is also the recipient of the Chairman Scholar Award for 2020 at the university. And today she's going to tell us about vision boarding and how it charts our career paths with specific ties on how it will help women rise through the career ladder. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thank you very much, Ellie. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Right on. So what is this vision board and how does it work?
Great. For me, I think it's really just a very simple analogy that I can use. And basically what a vision board is it's a visual representation of your dreams or your desires. It's usually represented in the form of an image or images, so a collage or pictures. And it serves the purpose of being a source of inspiration. It serves the purpose of being able to, you know, put in front of you what it is that you would like to achieve. What is your vision? 10, 15, 20, even 5 years down the road. What is it that you'd like to achieve? What are your dreams, your highest ambitions, your highest, you know, dreams? And that's really, in a nutshell, what a vision board is.
I understand that you can just write your goals down, but why is it important to have an image, or rather the visual representation of your goals?
Great. That's a very good question because, you know, a lot of people set New Year resolutions, right? A lot of people sit at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year and they sit down and they write down what are the things that they want to achieve in the new year. So everybody starts off with an amazing list of, you know, things that they will do that year. So you'll save up X amount of money. You will cut back on your debt, pay up your loans and that sort of thing. You'll probably go to the gym. You know, a lot of people actually sign up for gym membership and start working out because you want to be 65 kilos in 6 months' time. And the reality is 2 months down the line, a lot of people lose track of what they had written down. And that's a very important thing to note because that's what makes a vision board more powerful, because it works with images. And the reason why it's powerful is because your brain actually works with images. So imagine with me, if you think about a car, if I ask you, what's your dream car? The thing that is in your head right now is not the word C-A-R. It's actually an image of a vehicle that you actually would like to have. And that's the power of images. When you have these images in front of you, when you're looking at those images, your brain is actually not able to differentiate between your reality today and what your eyes are seeing or what image is being projected in your brain. And therefore, your brain begins to get to a space where that particular image is a reality. And that's the power of images. That's the power of vision boarding. So the more you see that image, whether it's a school, an MBA in front of you, whether it's a vehicle, whether it's a car, whether it's, you know, a holiday that you want to achieve, the more your brain begins to interpret that as a reality for you. And it then translates that into something that you want to drive yourself toward. And that's really the power of images. It's really how images work better than actually words.
Just to get clarity of the image, what would someone put up on their vision board?
Okay, that's a good question. So I would say you can put anything you desire on your vision board. Remember, it's not limited to career or family. A vision board is basically your highest best self. That's how I like to put it. So what is my highest best self as Emily? What is that thing that I would like to achieve whether it is from a career perspective, whether it is from my personal relationship perspective, whether it is from my health, whether it is for my businesses, I'm an entrepreneur, and if it's something that I'd like to pursue, whether it is from an education perspective, what is that highest thing that I'd like to achieve? And you can have several vision boards, or you can have one and have all these different parts represented in there.
Okay. And why is it important to have a vision board again?
So that's a very good question, because a lot of people either have not interacted with the idea of a vision board or might not really understand why it's important to have one. So a vision board is something that I find very useful as a tool, because it helps you do a couple of things. One, when you sit down to do your vision board, you actually spend time really just introspecting and really just thinking about what are the things that you really desire to achieve. What are your dreams? What are your ambitions? What are those things that you say, 10 years from now, I want to be here as far as my career is concerned. 10 years from now, I want to be here as far as my family and my marriage or my relationships is concerned. 10 years from now, I want to be at this ideal weight as far as my health is concerned. So what a vision board does, and why it's important to have a vision board, is that one, it helps with the clarity of your goals. Because when you sit down to really introspect, you're able to lay out your long-term and short-term goals. Secondly, it keeps you focused. So what that means is the way a vision board works is you develop this collage of images that are representative of your dreams and your ambitions. And the idea is that you need to place those images in a specific place where you can see and interact with them regularly, ideally on a daily basis. So when you have that in front of you, if say, for example, Ali, your ambition or your dream is to drive a Ferrari, and you have a Ferrari on your vision board, you can imagine every day waking up and seeing a Ferrari in front of you. It keeps you focused. It keeps it at the top of your mind. It keeps it in view. So you're able to constantly remind yourself that this is my vision. This is my plan. I need to get to this thing because this is what is driving me. The third thing is that when you have a vision board in front of you, it helps you build a sense of discipline. A lot of times we get caught up in life. I mean, 2020 is one of those years that has really thrown a curveball at everyone. We started the year very well. Everybody had great plans. And suddenly, things just went south. It didn't matter whether you're a student or you're employed or you're running a business. It affected everybody across the board, from children in primary school all the way to business moguls, right? However, when you have a vision board in front of you, it keeps you grounded and it reminds you that these are the things that I need to achieve, irrespective of what's happening around me, irrespective of my current circumstance. So it helps build a sense of discipline. And it also works as a source of inspiration, really. You know, a lot of times, even just in the course of this year, I've spoken to a lot of people, both friends, family, and just colleagues and people who I have interacted with in different forums. And there's been a great sense of despair, a great sense of, you know, what am I going to do now? I've lost my job. What am I going to do now? My business has collapsed. And what I find very powerful about a vision board and why it's important to have one is that it operates outside of your current circumstance. So you're able to gain a source of inspiration out of the fact that irrespective of what is going on around me, I am able to keep myself focused. These are still my ambitions. I am still going to achieve that Ferrari, and I just need to find a different way to get at it. And you don't get caught up in what's happening around you, because that can be sometimes overwhelming. So just, I think for me, those are the key things that I would highlight as why it's important to have a vision board.
Thank you so much for sharing on that. I feel like due to the different roles which men and women play in career and family, a vision board might carry different weight for different genders. Why do you think it's specifically important for women to have vision boards?
So firstly, I think it's important for everybody to have a vision board. But I strongly believe that for women, it is such an important tool. And this is very close to my heart. Because as a woman, I find myself juggling so many different balls. You know, women wear different hats. and you find that you are leading an organization, you're a leader within the organization that you work, and of course you have your responsibilities there. You also have a responsibility back at home. You are a wife or in a relationship where you have responsibilities. You're expected to do certain things within that particular environment. You are also a mother, and we all know when you're a mother, you are a mother, you are a teacher, you are a cook, you are a nurse. So you're also wearing various multiple hats when it comes to that particular role as a mother. And a lot of times you find you're also probably driving either a business on the side, or you champion a cause that you're very passionate about. And again, it requires your best self. It requires you to invest yourself in it and pour yourself in it. In there is also a need for you to be very self-aware, to be healthy. So you also have to worry about your health. You also have to worry about perhaps things to do with your future, you know, investments and things like that. So what I find is that women tend to have a lot more on their plate. And in the absence of a vision board that keeps you anchored, you sometimes feel overwhelmed. You know, a lot of times you find something will suffer in the process of you trying to juggle all the different balls that you have to juggle. So you find that perhaps you're pouring a lot of your time and yourself into the job because that's what is required of you, and maybe not really taking good care of your health. Or you are pouring a lot of your energy into your children and maybe not taking keen interest on your own personal growth. Maybe you want to pursue a different career, maybe you want to pursue an education in a certain course, and you really find that you don't have that anchoring. So for me, I find that for women, a vision board plays a very critical role because one, it helps you to see all the different things that you'd like to achieve on one page. You're able to really just visualize what your marriage life looks like, what your children life looks like, what your life as an entrepreneur or somebody who wants to give back to society looks like, what your career looks like. If you want to grow your career or pursue further studies, what does that look like and where does that take you? And when you have all of that on a page, then you can be able to zero in and make a plan that allows you to prioritize, that allows you to focus on the areas that you need to focus on and cut out everything else that's unnecessary. So for me, I feel that for women specifically, it's really a powerful tool that can help you just achieve every single one of your goals and do it without being stressed and do it without being overwhelmed.
Thank you so much for sharing on that. You know, based on the different advantages that you shared, which would come with a vision board, I feel like it's something that someone should have from the beginning of their life. But then since that is not the case with most of us, when do you think someone should create a vision
board? You're very right. When I started doing my own vision boards, I sort of felt like I wish I knew about this when I was a teenager, because it would have really shaped the trajectory of my life and it would have really given me the ability to be very focused on what it is that I was doing. But you know, I always say it's never too late. You can start a vision board even in your 50s. It's never too late to start one. So whenever you find out about it and it speaks to you and you feel it is something that you want to do, then that's the best time to actually begin the vision boarding journey. What I find is a lot of people like to do their vision boards at the beginning of the year. So usually as a new year, start to the year, you want to start off with a vision board that sort of works out the plan for you for the year and perhaps for the next 5 years, 10 years or so. But I always say that a vision board is not static. It's not cast in stone. You can review your vision board every 3 months. You can review your vision board every 6 months, depending on how long term it is and also depending on how you are achieving the different milestones that you have set for yourself.
And again, still based on that, so here I am, I know what I want, and not only have I identified it, I've also set a visual for it. I have a picture of the Ferrari I want, of the house I want, of the career that I would like to be in the next 5 years. What would make a vision board not work?
That's a very good question. And it's one that I find very powerful because a lot of times there's a misconception that once I have this amazing pictures, you know, a beach house in Diani, a Ferrari, you know, I want to travel the world. So I've got a picture of Disney and a picture of Greece on my vision board. Then that's all I need to do. And I sit back and things just happen. The truth is, there's a bit of work that needs to go into it. But just to come back to your question, what would make a vision board not work? I think the first thing is that just a lack of clarity on your goals. A vision boarding exercise, it's a very important exercise. I would give my own example. When I do my vision board, I take a whole day out of no gadgets, of no interruption, and I take time to really self-introspect, reflect, spend time really searching myself and asking myself those very hard questions around what it is that I want to do, where it is that I want to take myself, what kind of impact I want to leave, whether it's in my career, whether it's on my children, whether it's in the society that I'm living in, what sort of legacy I want to leave. You know, so it really calls for a very honest conversation with yourself, and you need that clarity of your goals. So one of the things that I would say that would make a vision board not work is just the lack of clarity on your goals. If you're not clear on what it is you want to achieve, you don't give it the importance and you don't really take the time to really define your goals. The second thing around the question around what would make a vision board not work is what I call focusing on your current circumstances. A lot of times you find we get caught up, you know, life is happening. So if you don't have money, you don't have money. That's the truth. And it will definitely have an impact on you. If you don't have a job, you don't have a job. That's the truth. So how do you then translate that? Here you are saying you want to own a house on the beach, but you don't have a job today. So you're not even able to make ends meet. The thing about a vision board is it enables you to stop thinking about your current reality, because your current circumstances, you really don't have control over that. And I think 2020 has shown us that you have no control of what's going to happen tomorrow. You have no control of what's going to happen next week. You know, we went from Happy New Year to lockdown and airlines stopped flying and schools were shut down. I mean, nobody could ever have anticipated that. But the thing about having a vision board that is so powerful is that irrespective of what's going on around you, it works as a source of inspiration, and it enables you to really just continually remind yourself that you are greater than the circumstances that surround you. So to answer that question, what would make a vision board not work? Focusing on your current circumstances. So you have to be very deliberate to ensure that your vision board is in front of you and you're engaging with it, and you're actually making the strides and the steps towards achieving those things that you've placed in front of you. The other point I would like to raise around what would make a vision board not work is just a lack of commitment to pursuing your vision. A lack of commitment will show up in several ways. And during the conference, I will delve into how do you translate your vision board into a reality. So it's a bit of a longer conversation. But for purposes of this discussion, there's a level of discipline that comes with your vision board. You have to set your goals, and you have to be able to have specific milestones that you're able to measure yourself against. So if I take an example, I want to pursue an MBA in a certain university. You have to set specific milestones around that. It's not enough to put, you know, the MBA on my vision board and do nothing about it. I have to look for the universities. I have to send in my application by a certain time. I have to make sure I meet all the criteria that is required. So you see, you're actually pushing yourself towards that particular goal. So connected to setting your goals is the second point, which is you have to develop routines, because the truth is you'll not always be motivated. So you have to have the discipline. Today you'll wake up energized, tomorrow you wake up feeling like, I don't want to get out of bed. That's the truth. So the reason why it's important to set routines is because of the fact that you'll not always be jumping out of bed and going, yay, it's a fantastic Monday. You know, I'm going to go out there and do great things. There'll be days you'll wake up and you'll be like, oh, it's a horrible day. I don't feel like getting out of bed. But when you set routines, what that does is from the minute you open your eyes, there's a certain thing that you know you need to do. So your mind doesn't need to think. You don't need to start dragging yourself out of the bed. You know, you have to read a book. You know, you have to work out. you know, you have to grab your coffee, you know, you have to get ready, get on to your job, or get on to your hustle and that sort of thing. So setting or developing routines that will ensure that you're not wasting time. You know, you're not on Netflix and chill all day. So developing routines that ensure that you actually focus on the goals that you've set and the vision that you've set in front of you. So I will delve into this a bit more with specific tools and specific illustrations that can help you translate your vision into a reality in the conference that is coming up.
Thank you, Emily, for sharing on that. And as she said, if you want to learn more on vision boarding and the different tools involved in creating a vision, as well as how to achieve the vision that you want for yourself, then you should really consider registering for the Africa Regional e-conference for Leading Women in Banking and Finance. It's going to happen on the 15th and the 16th of October this month. It's free and it's online, and you can register by going to africaleadingwomen.com. Emily, we're really looking forward to discussing vision boarding further and how it's going to help people, specifically how it's important to women. Thank you so much for joining this discussion.
Thank you very, very much, Ali. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to having this very important conversation, and I'm looking forward to engaging with the women who will be on the conference. So I'm excited, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.